You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And we warned you last week it was going to get cold. That's happening now. In fact, some places around the Sound woke up for the first time this year to wet snow. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to explain where all this cold is coming from. First, though, let's hear how cold it's going to get and when. Your forecast, Cliff.
Well, particularly if you're away from the water, 500 feet or above, some people woke up with a little light snow, you know, light flurries going on, even some sticking above about 500-600 feet. Now, what we have is this situation which an upper-level trough came from the northwest. This is a classic La Nina pattern where we get the lift and the cold from this upper-level trough. It draws cold in from British Columbia down into western Washington, and when we get some pretty good precipitation showers, it can drive the snow level down to the surface. And that happened last night. Yesterday, we started off with some snow up in the Cascades, and a number of places had 6 inches to a foot. But today, we continue to have this cold, unstable air. And overnight, the temperatures fell a bit. We had some northerly flow that pushed southward from the Fraser River Valley over Bellingham, over Puget Sound, producing more cooling. And that allowed the snow level to get down to near sea level overnight. Now, we're not talking about very heavy snow over the Seattle metropolitan area. You have to go into the eastern suburbs before you got even a whitening. But if you get up to about 1,000 feet, get on the hills of Bellevue, we're talking about an inch above 1,000 feet. So anyway, this was the first snow of the season, and it should back off during the day today. Saturday, we'll start off cool, temperatures in the upper 30s to lower 40s. It'll be partly cloudy. But then another disturbance will be coming in over Saturday night into Sunday morning. And that I'm more worried about. That'll bring more precipitation. It'll draw colder air down. There'll be a surface low that'll draw air from British Columbia down into western Washington. And so late Saturday night, Sunday morning into Sunday, there could be some more snow getting down to near sea level. And right now, the model suggests that particularly from Seattle southward, there's the potential for maybe a quarter to a half an inch, maybe an inch as we get down towards Olympia. So it's something we have to watch. There's a lot of uncertainty with it, but the snow is not over at this point.
And the Fraser River Valley plays a really crucial role in bringing this cold air into us, right?
That's right. Generally, these snow events start with cold air moving into the interior of British Columbia. That's always stage one, and that's associated with an upper level trough coming from the north. Now, the trouble is for us in western Washington is we have this big mountain range in the way, the Cascades, which tends to block the coldest air, which is at low levels. But there is one near sea level gap in the Cascades, and that's the Fraser River Valley that extends to the northeast from just north of Bellingham. And so when the cold air comes in north of us, that's denser and heavier. That produces high pressure. We get a big difference in pressure between western Washington and the interior of British Columbia, and the air tends to accelerate through the Fraser River Valley and jets in from Bellingham northward towards the Canadian border. Now, that can produce very windy and cold conditions in Bellingham, but it can also supply cold air at low levels for western Washington. That happened to some degree yesterday. The winds were gusting to 40 to 50 miles per hour from Bellingham north to around Linden, and that helped supply some of the cool air that produced the snow today. And it looks like that's going to happen again as we get into late Saturday and Sunday. So the Fraser River Valley is very important to us for getting that cold air during these winter situations. By the way, the cold air and strong winds can really hit the San Juans very hard. But what really is dramatic is when they reach the northern side of the Olympics. The air is forced to rise up on the northern side of the Olympics, producing sometimes very heavy snow from Squim to Port Angeles, that area, and back towards the foothills. So the Fraser River Valley is very, very important for any snow forecast around here.
Interesting. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.